Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. It's time for our Friday Free Skate. On Free Skate Friday, we invite everybody onto the rink to talk about a topic. You don't have to be an expert. You just need an opinion, and everybody has one of those. Today, we want to disrupt the news cycle because, honestly, after being bombarded with the latest on coronavirus, the stock market tumbling, the nasty twists and turns of politics, so much more, we think it's kind of a public service to pause and share our strategies for retaining our sanity. That's where you come in, Team All of It. Today's Free Skate Friday topic, what do you do to unplug, unwind, and clear the negative noise from your head? What are your guilty pleasures, your escapism activities? We want to hear from you. No, you know, we need to hear from you. Team All of It, head to the phones, 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. Share your recommendations for escaping the news, or you can tweet at us at All of It WNYC. Joining me in studio are two members of Gothamist, Team Gothamist. Jen Carlson is editorial director, and Jen Chung is executive editor. All right, you guys have some strategies to get us started. Jen Carlson, you say head to the kitchen. There is a group of people kind of called, what are they, stewlebrities?
Yeah, like stewlebrities. I think Allison Roman is the number one stewlebrity.
Yes, she's friend of the show. She's been here. So Allison created this recipe that went viral. Tell folks about it.
Yeah, you've probably heard of the stew, which is just now known as. And that's a great place to start if you want to like get off your couch and stop looking at your screens. Make that. But also last night I made her new thing in the dip.
The dip. Oh, we've gone from hashtag the stew to hashtag the dip.
Which is super easy if you want a like beginner recipe. It's just like yogurt and some spices, and it's really amazing. And it's also really good on top of soup, which I just had for lunch.
Okay, so but there's something called, I can't say this right, stoop?
Yeah.
You're making
like a stoop? Yeah, I just had that.
The in-between
what's
soup and stew.
There's this recipe writer I like called Cookie and Kate. Her name is Kate Taylor. And she has a quinoa vegetable stew soup thing that I call a stoop. And I have it like every day for lunch. It's really easy to make. It makes a huge batch. You can make it and just have it all week for lunch if you want to. And also put on the dip on top of it. It's really good.
So your stress release is heading to the kitchen. We've got calls already. Let's check in with Jason from Manhattan. Hey, Jason, thanks for joining us for Free Skate Friday.
Hi, Allison. I love your show. It's just an explosion of culture, I feel.
Thanks, man. So what do you think? What do you do to kind of keep your sanity during this news cycle?
So to unplug, I watch RuPaul's Drag Race. I'm a huge fan of the show.
Nice.
It can be mindless, but also super entertaining, witty. They're all talented. And tonight actually is the season premiere of their 12th year. So that's really exciting.
That is so exciting for you to watch. Hey, Jason, I'm going to tell you to do something. Go to my personal Twitter account.
Sure.
And scroll back a couple days, and you'll see a very funny picture of me and RuPaul. One of my very first jobs at MTV was taking RuPaul to the mall in New Jersey.
Wow.
Which mall did you go to?
Newport Mall. Let me tell you, it was a scene.
Can you imagine? Like his consultant on shopping?
No, it's quite the opposite, actually. If you Google it, you can find it. It's really funny.
You need to revisit that, like a reunion?
Perhaps. Hey, Jason, have a good night tonight.
Thank you. You too.
Let's talk to Vicky from Queens. Hey, Vicky, thanks for joining Free Skate Friday. What are you doing to unwind?
Oh, I go to the opera.
Excellent.
I feel like when the going gets tough, the tough go to the opera, and I go to see as many operas as I can at the Metropolitan Opera.
Love it. Vicky, thank you so much for weighing in. Natalie is calling us from Manhattan. Hey, Natalie, thanks for joining Free Skate Friday. What are you doing to relax?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Yeah.
Well, I do the tango, and I've been dancing for about 15 or 16 years, and it's one of the joys of my life.
It's so exciting, the tango. When did you learn?
Well, I used to be a ballroom dancer, and one night I saw a demonstration of the tango, and when I saw that, I said, oh, this is me. So I asked for the card of the person doing the demonstration, and I started taking lessons, and started going to what we call malangas. Malangas are tango socials, and here I am today. A tango dancer. Tangera, we call ourselves. Tangera.
Oh, Natalie, thank you so much for calling in. Our number's 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. It's Free Skate Friday. We're asking you, what are you doing during this crazy news cycle to unplug? What is your guilty pleasure? Let's sneak in one more call. Roger from Hackensack, New Jersey. Hi, Roger.
Hi.
So what do you do to just kind of stay sane during this crazy news cycle?
I am a member of a chorus. I belong to the Schiller Institute New York City Chorus. And this year, being the 250th birthday of Beethoven, we are tackling the Great Mass, the Missa Solemnis, as well as African-American spirituals. And I find no matter how tired I am, when I go into the rehearsal at 6 o'clock, I feel so refreshed and much more awake and happy when I get out.
Roger, I love it. Thank you so much for calling in. We're doing Free Skate Friday here at All of It. The question today is, what is your guilty pleasure? What are you doing to escape this crazy news cycle? 212-433-WNYC. Riding along with me in studio are members of Team Gotham, Ms. Jen Carlson and Jen Chung. Jen Chung, what do you suggest? What's on your list of things to do?
After all of those very inspiring things to do, I get lost in my own head. And, you know, I actually go into one part of the news cycle, but it's actually about the royal family in Britain. I am very obsessed with the royal family. I don't know, maybe it was my mom watching Princess Diana and Prince Charles getting married, but I've been obsessed for a while, and I'm very into Harry and Meghan, Kate and William, and everything that's happening with Megxit. So I listen to podcasts about this. One that I really like is called Royally Obsessed. It's two American journalists who are just interested in the royal family. They are not royal reporters, but it's like listening to your smart friends talk about it, about the highs and the lows of all of that. And then there's another podcast by a journalist who is a royal correspondent, Omid Scobie. It's called The AirPod, and he is...
H-E-I-R-Pod?
Exactly. So yes. It's kind of wonderful.
That's and both fantastic and awful.
It's a big week coming up. Harry and Meghan are back in Britain to carry out, I think, their final duties as working members of the royal family before they come back to North America. So I've been really digging into that.
So, Jen, you mean if I want to know anything about the royals, I should just come over to your desk and you can tell me?
So much time. Richard Hake is also a big royal family, you know, follower. So we have conversations in the morning about all of this. So.
I did not know this. I'm learning about my coworkers. Let's take a call from Cynthia from Manhattan. Hi, Cynthia. Thanks for calling Free Skate. What do you do?
Hi, I write poetry.
Excellent. What kind of poetry?
Well, would you like to hear a couple of verses?
Sure. Let's go for it.
Okay. What is the time? What is the hour? I don't know. Ask Sergio Zawa. I lost my key. Where can it be? I don't know. Ask Edward Albee. I cannot find my favorite urn. Well, then ask Isaac Stern. My friend's in jail. Do you know which cell? I don't know. Ask Alexander Graham Bell. Should I continue, or is that enough?
I loved every part of that. Cynthia from Manhattan, thank you so much for calling, and thanks for the poetry. Eric is calling us from Park Slope. Hi, Eric. Thanks for calling Free Skate Friday.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great.
Today is a brutal reminder that winter is still upon us. So What I like to do in these final days, hopefully they're final days of this kind of cold weather, is to get the food that you want to cook while it's still out, you know, cold outside, and get cozy. So your pastas, your cheesy pastas, your roasts, and some bread in the oven, crusty bread. Like, do all that while you still can, basically, and because sooner or later, when it's nice out, you'll be guilted into walking around the park and all the other things that come with that.
Eric, thank you so much for calling. Eric sounds like your kind of guy. Into the cooking. We've got some tweets. We got Susan has tweeted us, guilty pleasures to get relief from the news, meditation podcasts, but no guilt and not exactly pleasure unless sanity counts. think that's fair. Our number's 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Today on Free Skate Friday, what are you doing to keep sane during this news cycle? What are your guilty pleasures? Are you deep into Love is Blind? It's okay. This is a judgment-free zone if you want to call and just tell us whatever it is you're watching or listening to. Okay, Jen Carlson, you had a TV pick.
Yes, it's an old one because, you know, it's been winter and it's been stressful and I've maybe gone through a lot of the newer shows. So The Grinder is a 2015 show with Rob Lowe and Fred Savage. And it's just, it only lasted one season, but it is an excellent show. And do not let you think that that's not why, you know, it's a good show. It's worth watching. They should really bring it back.
So wait, what's the premise? Because Grinder means something entirely different now.
So in the show, Rob Lowe and Fred Savage are brothers. Rob Lowe plays an actor on television for a show called The Grinder. Fred Savage is a real lawyer. And so Rob Lowe loses his show and he decides that he wants to be a real lawyer also, and that his television background will allow him to just kind of slide into that role in real life. And it's hilarious.
All right, so that's The Grinder. We're getting some tweets in here. Jason Paul says, to disconnect and unwind, I play my drums and listen to jazz. Try it, you'll dig it. Appreciate that, Jason. Also, Emily Fox is with you about going on watching some TV. Binging Grey's Anatomy, seriously on repeat whenever I need a break, and reading romance novels. Love that one.
Those are two good, really key suggestions.
The coronavirus episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Stop it.
There's so many other seasons before that, Jen. Come on.
I see in my notes, though, that you've been trying to finish a book. You're on the reading tip as well, Jen.
Yes,
Chung.
I will read other trashy things, too, but I'm trying to also be learned, and maybe part of my royal family obsession, I'm trying to read about Henry VIII. I'm reading Wolf Hall by Hilary Mantel.
Wow.
So a few years ago, it was on President Obama's reading list, and there's that wonderful PBS adaptation. And so I'm trying to get through it. I've owned this copy of Wolf Hall for 6 years. I'm one third in.
This is the year.
This is the year. Yeah. 2020, this is the year. Let's take some calls. Emily from Westchester is calling. Hey, Emily, thanks for calling Free Skate Friday.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. So what are you doing to escape this crazy news cycle?
Well, I'm rewatching The Good Place, but my twist on it is this time I'm watching it with my children, who are 10 and 7. And it's different because they have many questions. There's, you know, it's opened up a lot of wild discussions that I didn't see coming about, you know, philosophy, death, masturbation, things I have to define for them.
You know, so funny. I have an 11-year-old boy who has suddenly discovered The Good Place and is obsessed with it as well.
It's really fun to watch with them.
It truly, truly is. And it does. You get to some really deep conversations. Good luck with that, Emily, by the way. Let's go to Barbara, who is calling us from Long Island. Hey, Barbara, thanks for calling. What are you doing to escape all this crazy news?
Hi. So there's a lot that I do that you've already mentioned. I take dance class and it's singing in chorus, but also I read. I'm currently reading All in a Life, that's by Dr. Ruth, about her life.
Yeah.
Her life. I read and I watch movies with friends. We get together and do a movie night.
Oh, I like that idea of getting together to do
this. Yeah, my friend has a popcorn maker. We do drinks and popcorn and movies.
Like it. Thanks so much for calling, Barbara. Our number is 212-433-9692. That's 212-433-WNYC. We're checking in with you, team, all of it. Maybe you can make some recommendations on how we're all going to get through this crazy news cycle. It can be a guilty pleasure. It can be something a little more high-minded, perhaps like Carolyn, who is calling us from Cranford, New Jersey. Hi, Carolyn. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, thanks. I really enjoyed the show today.
Oh, thanks.
So what I do is I started volunteering last year, and it's taken up so much of my time in a good way, and feel like I'm giving back. And I think it's attributed to Gandhi, the quote, the best way to lose yourself is to find yourself in the service of others. And that's definitely been the case for me.
Carolyn, thank you so much for calling in. That was so lovely to hear. All right, so ladies, what other suggestions do you have for our listeners? What are you doing to get through this news cycle since you're both at the top of the food chain and have to make all these big news decisions?
One thing I want to do is take a pottery class.
Oh, that's
so if any callers have a recommendation of where to do that in New York, I haven't researched it yet. But
I once did that at the JCC on the Upper West Side, and it was really fun.
We've got, let's see, Katie tweeted us, I escaped the depressing news by bird watching. Migration That's season
Wait,
is coming.
Is that Kate Hines?
Exactly. Tweeting from 5 feet away, Kate Hines. No. I love to take my dog on a long walk down Bay Ridge on Shore Road Park and leave my phone at home. Forced silence. That's Melina. Thank you so much for tweeting. KJ tweeted us, hike before work or early AM and then nap 20 minutes to recharge when not at work, sitting in front of the fireplace with my pets. I can tell we're giving a lot.
Guess I'm going to build myself a fireplace this weekend.
There he goes with the Yule log is for. Our number is 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. We're looking for ways that you are dealing with this crazy, hectic news cycle. It's our Friday free skate. You don't have to be an expert on or anything. Just join us on the rink floor and give us some suggestions. We've already figured out some things we all want to try doing. Who likes baked cooking shows? Are cooking shows what you do?
I'm raising my hand.
You're raising your hand. Is that what, I mean, I know a lot of people go down the cooking rabbit hole during these times.
I mean, you know, very much like the way Jen says that she's been making stews and soups. Like last weekend, I made Alison Roman's baked ziti. And every day, I have to watch a little bit of The Great British Bake Off to kind of calm myself down and, you know, sort of... Sure, the bakers are panicking over what they can make in the allotted amount of time, but like they're so wonderful and sweet, and it's like a very kind show, except for Paul Hollywood, and you know, it's my security blanket.
Let's go to Sarah, who is calling us from Brooklyn. Hey, Sarah, thanks for calling Free Skate Friday.
Hi, I love your show.
Thanks.
So my escape is, I'm not a really big Facebook person, but when you go on Facebook, you can go look at videos, and there are video channels in foreign languages. So there's a Vietnamese channel with English subtitles called VDTV, and they have these vignettes. It's like Aesop's Fables, but modern times. So they give you these little scenarios like mother-in-law treats daughter-in-law terribly, and the result. And then you see why the mother-in-law shouldn't treat her daughter-in-law terribly, or why the husband shouldn't disrespect his wife. And they're really short, but they're massively entertaining. And you get to learn a little bit about Vietnamese culture, too. And there are tons of them, and they're just really entertaining and a great distraction.
Sarah, thank you so much for calling. One of my favorite things to do if I'm having a tough time, Google this, Great Dane on Lap. The number of pictures of Great Danes on laps, it will make you smile. I dare you not to smile. And the other one to Google is Corgi Puppy. Corgi Puppy is another one that will just make you immediately happy, make you forget whatever just alert came over your phone.
In many ways, our devices can be stressful, but I think the animal Instagram and social media worlds have been actually calming for me.
I agree. Let's talk to Kathy from Westchester. Kathy, thanks for calling in.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
I do. I hear you great.
Wonderful. Well, this is my first time calling in, and I'm just so excited to tell you that I do puzzles, and my mother, Rosemary, who is just, what about the wonderful, most wonderful people on the planet, does puzzles. And I've literally just pulled into her place to trade puzzles, and we do them listening to NPR.
Well, yay. Well, happy. Do you do the edge first? What's your puzzle strategy?
Oh, that's funny. I have learned that people have different strategies. I do the edge first. I tend to be very organized.
Good girl. Thank you. Kathy from Westchester. Let's talk to Christina from Staten Island. Hi, Christina. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Allison. First of all, binge listening to your show is part of my relaxation. Love, love, love since you started.
Thanks.
But I also joined a gym, and I got a train. I'm 70, and I've got a trainer twice a week. I'm doing things I never dreamed I could do, and I'm lifting weights and loving it. So when you come out of the gym, you feel great.
You go,
Nothing
Christina.
Nothing bothers you.
You go. I'm all about you. Thanks for calling in. All right, Gothamus, any other things we can suggest to people? Things that you're doing you think are good? We've seen some, I saw somebody say they want to do needlepoint, that needlepoint while half watching Netflix. That made me laugh.
Yeah, it's good to like not look at a screen. Like too often I'll like watch a show on one screen and then also have my computer open on the other screen. So like I've been trying to make like old friendship bracelets. Remember those?
Oh, those are sweet.
And like hemp necklaces and stuff while I'm watching something so that I'm not looking at two screens.
Gotcha. Let's do a couple tweets. We've got eating frozen yogurt or watching The Masked Singer. That's a good one.
That's good.
Weekend archery. Michelle Ooh. Said self-defense classes. Great workout and practical in case things really go south. Sorry, that one just made me laugh. Catherine wrote, I read my Nancy Drew books for the umpteenth time, and I listen to Alan Watts on YouTube. Needlepoint while half-watching series on Netflix. That's Christine. So many great suggestions from Team All of It on Twitter. And to everybody who called in, thank you so much. And Team Gothamist, Jen Carlson and Jen Chung, thank you for sharing your suggestions as well.
Thank you.